Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Welcome to the Three Fat Truckers, episode 98, released April 20th, 2025. Join us live tonight on Facebook. Happy Easter to all of you who are listening on 4/2025. Like us and share us on all the socials. We are commonly found on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. Email us your thoughts, show at 3ftpodcast.org. Again, our email is show@3ftpodcast.org. I'm Malia, the girl, co-host, introducing the guys you've all been waiting for. First up, we have Breakfast Bill. The only time I see him smile is at breakfast. Breakfast Bill, go ahead and say hi.
The only time you see me smile.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Gosh sakes. How's it going, everybody? I'm Bill. Good to be here.
All right. Next up, we have Frogger Dave. If you want to hop from parking lot to parking lot and get from place to place, follow Dave. And you'll feel like you're playing Frogger. Frogger Dave, say hi.
Morning, everybody. How are you guys doing today?
I am not looking forward to just me here. Because I know there's a wagon in it.
Loving the new footprint going down.
Oh, yeah. Keep it rolling. Let's go.
Yeah. Last but not least, we have Cheesecake Steve. If you want to see a grown man mad,
I knew it was going to be
maybe cheese. Even cry a little, eat the last little bit of that cheesecake. Cheesecake Steve, say hi to everybody.
Good day, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Here's the three fat truckers, everybody. Here you go.
I feel we were I knew ambushed. There was. Do you feel like we was ambushed?
I knew there was food in there.
She was sitting there writing stuff down forever. And I'm thinking, and then she's whispering into the microphone like she's trying to get the right tone and everything. And I'm like, and as soon as she hit Bill up and then she hit you up, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, I went with cheesesteak. I'm like, cheesesteak, Steve. Yeah. Well, I haven't ate in a few days. So
I was waiting for the wagon remark.
Yeah, so was I. I thought she was going to say, well, if you can catch Bill, he's got a wagon full of cheesecake. Hi, guys. How was your week?
Oh, man. Not
crazy,
bad.
Busy.
Everybody enjoy their Good Friday? Will everybody have a good Friday? Or?
Yeah, we did our Easter Good Friday.
Yep. I gave away 160 hot dogs last night at a glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt. And
a glow-in-the-hot-dog Easter egg hunt.
Yep, it was a pretty good time. We, I'll throw some pictures up on the old interweb for everybody to see on one of our social networking pages, and did have a pretty good turnout. A little windy, but it was warm. No rain. Lucked out. So,
yeah, it looked like fun. It looked like everybody had fun. Grumpy Craig was there.
Oh my God! Yeah, we even
Grumpy
had
Craig.
We even had Grumpy Craig. I had Craig sit there and
it's
roll hot dogs.
Pessimistic Craig. It ain't Grumpy Craig. It's pessimistic.
Oh, he's grumpy too. I had him rolling hot dogs in foil and packing coolers. He must have did about 400. His wife told me this morning. He said he come home and said he's tired going to bed. Worked him hard all night, but he had fun. He actually smiled, which is a rare take for Craig, but
oh yeah,
well, it looks like we got two in the chat here so far, and it's me and Dave.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting ready to. I'm putting my 2 cents worth
and
in.
I'm even just about ready to say hi, Steve. Right through the. Oh, they'll get on here. Somebody, they'll see.
Are you guys ready for Easter?
No,
I had it yesterday and today for lunch. Mm-hmm. Took my stepmom to Easter dinner and. She ordered steak, and we all knew it was a mistake. Why did that even rhyme? Steak, mistake.
I remember
that little ditty.
Yeah. Well, I better not. I'll be good.
Yeah. She don't share her cookies, and she's lousy on ordering steak. So, but that's beside the point. You know, we kind of got to throw this off a little bit. We're all sitting here talking about our week and Easter and holiday, and I do believe we have a special occasion today going on. Don't you guys?
We do, don't we?
I do remember hearing something about this week.
Funny. You know, yeah. What's funny about this is we have to pick on Mr. Bonehead Trucker.
Oh, yeah, but we have to pick on somebody else.
We got somebody else to
pick on here. So.
This is for...
The thing is, I'm going to eat it.
So am
I'm going to eat mine, too.
Oh, I'm eating mine.
But you're not eating the one I have.
You're 54?
Wow.
Wow.
She's 54.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. This is an awkward as hell thing to do over the internet.
Happy birthday, dear Malia.
Whatever you want.
Happy birthday to you.
Blow it out.
We all get to make a wish.
Look at me cake.
What kind did you guys get? Chocolate?
I have red velvet.
That'd be Easter cakes.
Chocolate cut, fudge.
Like, oh, that's even stuffed in the middle.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, I got Courtney's Bakery.
Where's that?
Yeah. It's right by my house, and I didn't see a box.
Where's Richie?
I got raspberry.
So. Well, happy birthday, Malia.
I appreciate it, guys. I'm 45 today.
And you all right with that?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have steak tonight.
I can't believe we're all sitting here stuffing our face in front of everybody.
That's good dead air.
That's good dead air.
It tastes good anyway.
Uh-huh.
People listening in the audio only probably think we're making it up. No, we're actually eating cake on our own, celebrating Malia's birthday.
All right, and this time I shared. You guys got to share cupcakes with me.
You didn't share shit. I got this out of my own kitchen.
I even texted everybody hours ago and said, everybody got cupcake? I said, I don't care if it's lasagna. Put a scandal in it.
I'm so giving. If I'd have had your address, I would have sent a cheesecake to your door, and I'd have hired somebody to come there and knock it right out of your friggin' hand. And stomp it on the front porch.
Hand it to her when she picks it. Slap it down and kiss right out.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I just want to give a little shout out to Bonehead Truckers now. Bonehead Truckers has his event coming up. It's a banquet or benefit.
Fundraiser.
Yeah, it's May 3rd. I'm going to post it again with underneath our video. You know when it comes out tomorrow. But anyway, so Bonehead May 3rd. Steve, are you still going?
Yeah, I'm going to have to meet you down there, though, probably.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna Mike just wished you a happy birthday on the chat line he's on.
Thanks.
So did Rich. Yeah, they're all giving in a holler for you. So
Bonehead wants cupcakes, and this is like the third time I've had cupcakes without him now. He's going to get mad at us.
Well, he's about the fourth or fifth one down. Then Steve says, make it.
Richie made it. So. My buddy that sent me some maple syrup.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So did you guys really have a good week? I know me and Bill did. We were our normal warm weather run.
I was only a day and a half behind Dave the whole damn week.
Yeah, I left a day early because I had
Broke down. So did somebody else broke down.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, it was this week.
Yeah, this week I left early because I had to come back and do those hot dogs. And, you know, when I started doing this for the church, it cost me about $100, $120. And I justified it because I used to spend more than that just going out drinking on a Friday night.
We talked about this the one time. Hot dogs skyrocketed a couple years ago.
Yeah, it cost me almost $500 this time.
Yeah.
I went
for a background. Dave will set up and cook hot dogs for
I do it for events. Yes.
For events. He does a lot of food
charity
vending.
Work for drug rehabilitation you churches.
Remember, you remember when you could buy a whole case of them from Gordon Foods, hot dogs for what?
No, they were 50 for $7. I remember.
Is that what it was?
50 for $7. Now they're 50 for 35. I know.
You need to figure out something else that's cost effective instead of hot dogs.
Yeah, because this
change
has got
menu,
out of hand.
Buddy. Change your menu.
We've got to change it up.
Hot dogs are just so easy, though, right? I mean,
until you haven't sat there and rolled.
People are picky what they want on them, though. I guess if they're dressing in themselves, you know.
Well, we do baseball style. We the hardest part of doing this whole job.
Plain and wrap them in foil.
Yeah. Is opening the buns. Yeah, it takes one person to stand there, open the buns, because buns they're not cut nice, you know. So, but yeah. It's pretty funny. We run out. I was glad. There was probably about 900 to 1,000 people that showed up to that. It was the biggest one I've seen.
That's
so far.
A lot of wieners.
Yeah. We went through.
I was asking. I couldn't even go.
We went through 45 cases of water and that are what 40 in a pack and
wow
and 640 hot dogs, and for some reason we come up short on buns, like one I don't
they
know
didn't come out did. Even
no we thought we never, bought even
who thinks he's making up do. These numbers it sounds like he's just pulling
no,
those numbers out of the air
because they sell hot dogs. Dave, you know this, they sell hot dogs.
Bill, you're laughing.
Eight in a pack.
Yeah, no,
and
we
buns,
buy the 16.
Six in a pack.
We
like
buy
fan.
The 16. We buy
562 of these.
Still, it doesn't come out right.
No, it doesn't. But
buns.
It's 35. It's eight boxes. It's 80 because I get them at Sam's Club, and they're beef hot dogs, and they're 80 in a box. And I bought eight boxes of that, and then we bought I think it was 35 16 packs of 16 packs of buns. So that was $120 just for the buns now. Well, that used to be $40, but oh well. Hey, like I tell my pastor, I'm doing what I can do to get into heaven, and he goes, "It don't work that way, Dave." And I said, "It don't hurt.
It might.
It don't hurt." No,
for you,
I didn't see anything in the Bible about peddling wieners, Dave.
I know.
For
I'm
you,
just trying to hedge my bet here. You know, I did enough on the bad side that. Say I don't get kicked out of heaven, but it didn't help. So let's try the good side for a while.
Well, what I think I told you guys this joke, but don't you remember the old lady that dies and goes to heaven and she gets to the gates and St. Peter says, "Hey, Mary, how are you?" She says, "I'm doing good." And she says, "You only got to do one thing to get in." And Mary says, "What's that?" He says, "You got to spell a word."
Uh-oh.
She says, "What's the word?" He says, "Love." She goes, "L-O-V-E." He says, "Great, come on in." He says, "But can you do me a favor?" And Mary says, "What's that?" St. Peter says, "I've been standing here at the gate all day. I need a break, a little relief." He says, "Can you watch the gate?" She says, "I don't know what to do." He says, "Yes, you do. You know what to do." Well, a few minutes later, all of a sudden, here comes up to the gate her husband, Harvey. And she's like, "Harvey, what are you doing here?" He goes, "After your funeral," he says, "I just come home and lay down and I just died." And she's like, "Oh." He says, "Let me in." And she says, "Well, you have to do one thing." And Harvey says, "What's that?" She says, "You got to spell a word." He says, "Okay." He says, "What's the word?" She says, "Czechoslovakia."
I thought it was going to be anti-disestablishmentarianism. Hey, Bill,
I can spell that.
She's just trying to get away from him.
Bill, somebody on the live chat is trailing you to take the cake out of your beard.
Is it in his beard?
I hope not.
I don't know. I just thought
it
was
like
part
chocolate
of the gray.
Cake. Yeah.
It's probably just part of the gray. It's like a darker gray.
Your mustache looks like chocolate and your chin
you
looks
just
like
wait,
vanilla.
Miss 45. You got it coming.
Oh, yeah.
I want the gray, though. That's what's so crazy.
Oh, my God. Can you believe she just said that?
Until she gets it.
No, I have patches. It's under my head.
I would love gray, too, but my hair just said, "No, we're not going gray. We'll just fall
it's
out."
Like highlights more like.
Just
we're
loud.
Out of here. We're
mine's
out
not
here.
Even gray anymore. It's like see-through. It's like clear. It's,
mine just looks like highlights.
It's like fiber optic wire. You can see right through it.
Hook him up. We can see the TV better.
Oh my gosh.
Mike corrected me. It was 40 packs at 16 months.
Oh, Mike's got it down.
Yeah, we split it this year. I bought the hot dogs, he bought the buns. So he normally buys bicycles, and we give away bicycles. We put 3 bicycles out there. So, but times have changed. Well, things got a little expensive.
The old song was, "You can't get to heaven on roller skates, Dave, but all about bicycles."
Bicycles and hot dogs ain't going to get you there. Oh well, we'll try. Hey, Bill, you want to read a little news story for us before we hit a break here?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We do have a little something here. This is from CDL Life, April 18th, 2025, by Ashley. Oregon State Police dash cam shows truck hauling paper rolls toppling on sharp curve at Sexton Summit. And there's these show notes will be linked in the show description as per usual. On April 16th, troopers shared dash cam video of a truck crash captured on I-5 southbound near mile marker 68. In the video, you can see a commercial vehicle tipping over while taking a curve and then sliding along I-5. No one was seriously hurt. And I quote, "This crash occurred at the Sexton Summit, a known trouble spot due to the sharp curve, excessive speeds, and frequent wet road conditions. The curve has recommended speed of 60 miles per hour, but the CMV carrying 75,000 pounds of large paper rolls was traveling too fast to negotiate the curve safely. Slow down for curves, especially when fully loaded. Speed, weight, and road conditions can be a dangerous mix," OSB stated.
No, them paper rolls could be a dangerous mix. I've hauled them, and they are friggin' ridiculously top-heavy in a trailer. Because you can only haul maybe 6 of them, so they'll put 3 in the front and 3 on your tandems, and they're spread out in the trailer, and there's no way
the tall ones. Yeah, I've hauled the short ones, and they'll stack. What they'll do with the short ones is they double stack them in the middle.
Yeah, with them clamp trucks.
Yeah, I had a trailer snap in half one time. Pulling
there,
those.
You go the video, guys.
And go check out the video. Oh, if not, just follow the link in the show.
He didn't even have a chance to pucker up. I mean, it just went right down.
No. Yeah, no, play it again.
Them paper rolls are terrible.
Hey, we got to go with this stop so much for him. So,
yeah.
That other
watch it right there.
That was pretty violent, too.
There's a truck rolling over.
You can tell he was going way too fast.
That was violent rollover, dude. They usually lay over a heck of a lot slower than that.
You know, ease into it,
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, we
Sear Point ain't got nothing on that guy. Sear Point got nothing on that guy.
Oh, I've been blown over at 70 mile an hour. It's like there. Truck and trailer, it ain't no fun.
Mm-mm. Yeah, there's a link to the video right below it if you check the show notes out, guys, that don't get to see it as we just played it. So
anyway, there's a link, go check that out. And gosh sakes, people,
Slow down
on the doggone curves.
And didn't that say 75,000 pounds?
They're talking total. That ain't what. Oh. You can't haul 75.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that.
No, that they
a little overload. Yeah, he was a little under.
Quoted themselves, yeah.
Yeah, that's. And, you know, they load them paper reels like they do our copper, but they go one on one side, one on the other side, one on the other side. And I always tell them, if you're going to put two on a side, put it on the driver's side, that way it's on the high center of the road. They put two on the passenger side, and it feels like you're going to tip over going down the highway. So,
when I used to pull my neighbor's bull rack, you get a load of cows on the top deck. You don't look in the mirrors because it looks like the trailer's going to tip over, just sitting still.
I'm still imagining you pulling this bull rack. Bill, steadily, constant, your eyes look good today.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
I'm right into the camera, working hard.
I'm looking at something here. try and sell a new.
Like you are.
So do we need? So we need to take a break here, so we can come back with our little.
You want me to roll
contest here?
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute. We got some more for you. Be right back after this, folks.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So I just realized we don't have to be quiet when I do that because
I was thinking, I was thinking as soon as I backed up, I'm like, duh.
We don't, because when I switch the scene, it cuts all the audio off automatically. So yeah. That's kind of cool.
We look like dorks live, probably. Or like,
well, they couldn't see us either.
Okay.
Yeah, it went to our signal on the truck.
I do need you to say, showers at random hours, because the guy that was teasing you about
this week, because I was fasting, I took a lot of hot showers at random hours. So lots of random showers at random hot showers at random hours.
Does that keep your stomach from growling by taking a shower?
My body was so sore and in pain this week. I was like, no caffeine, no food.
Are we back?
All water.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
So tonight, though, because it's my birthday, I paid for a hot tub room, and I'm taking a hot, hot, hot bubble bath. That's what I'm doing after dinner tonight.
There you go, Richie.
Then a hot shower.
Imagine all them motherfuckers going to be driving around to all the hotels now.
This random shower.
98 show was scored at 3.
Bill, how much cake did you have?
One piece.
One piece.
Well, Malia, let's talk about
cut the cake. It's just one piece.
The whole cake's one piece. I get your joke now. So let's talk about your birthday present to yourself that you did. And who is the lucky winner?
That's a good idea. You know, I believe it was you. I kept going back and recounting, and when you reposted it, you got hit hard.
I know. When I put
everybody
it
was picking Dave.
So,
because they know you're full of shit.
I know, and they want to see him get it pumped out. But they also, I know, and he, you know, you're one of the louder ones too. So,
no, not me.
So, he is the louder one.
Here's your gift card.
Look at this.
Her birthday. Can she video it for us?
Oh, well, I probably have Mike video it, but I'll be there. And then I put some of
I'm not
on
taking
here.
Mike. I'll take you, but I ain't taking Mike to video it.
So we got
look at this.
He's taking Mike to enough of them.
I put some bunny poop on here for you.
Hot diggity dog. I got something for Easter.
So there's the gift card.
I bet you it's not going to look like that.
So I will tonight when I see you for dinner, I'll get a picture of you with it.
Yes,
I'll post it for Gina.
Make sure you take your bucket, Dave.
I will take
they
my
probably
bucket.
Ain't got any buckets.
He'll be going. What are you doing? Oh, I thought that's how we did it.
I mean, it was funny. Let me in the stirrups. Like, Dave, breakfast, Bill, Dave, Steve, Dave.
Yeah. I didn't get too many thinking. The only one I got was Bill.
There was a handful that did pick you, Steve. There was a handful.
Yeah,
well, there was I think it was family or women that you made mad. Or
Steve don't know it, but I actually posted it on Steve's Facebook page. Did you
I know?
That?
Yeah.
Yes, because I wanted your people to. I want to.
I don't think we explained what it is that.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah, we ought to tell everybody.
Yeah.
Start with it, Malia, because most people didn't.
What it is or what?
So a friend of mine, Gina, she owns Massage Experience here in Fort Wayne. I'm in a business group. I see her every week. She has a salt room, a massage room, and all kinds of different things going on.
Happy
well, the
room?
The one room that she has.
I asked that. No.
She has the Get It Out room where they literally.
The Get It Out room.
The
I'm
massage your,
totally different there.
Massage your belly and, you know.
Your colon.
Colon, get stuff working. And I don't know. There's a tube where, you know, it just.
We massage it from the inside.
Cleaned you out. And so for my birthday, I got a gift card for one of you three. And I put it to vote on the Three Fat Truckers Facebook page. And anyway, Gina and I made a video and Dave won. And here's a little magnet I put in with his gift card.
The it's happy
a little poop magnet. And so we can be there to video it. And then we'll have Gina on. Like, I don't know, in May or something. And then she can talk to us about it and then talk to Dave about how this experience went and all that good stuff.
Well, the funny part about it is I went to the doctor and, you know.
This is hilarious, though. My birthday, I torture you guys.
They tell you to bend over. They got to do a prostate exam. And I couldn't figure out why both his hands were on my shoulders while he was doing the exam. And I didn't even get dinner out of this.
We've never heard this one.
No, I've never heard this one.
Yeah, I think.
So.
Oh, goodness.
Oh.
So I'm excited to see this go down.
Well,
I'll have you know this show was sort of themed for your birthday. So that's what I did here was, did you know?
Oh.
On this day in history. 1987.
Oh my, this is funny.
Marge and Homer Simpson and their brood made their television debut in a 2-minute segment on the Tracy Ullman Show. There will be 48 such episodes before they get their own show in 89. Today was the first Boston Marathon held on April 19th, 1987.
I think it was today or yesterday they run it, didn't they?
Well, the first one was on this date. Also on this date, the Waco siege ends, Branch Davidian compound burns. Ooh. In Waco, Texas in 1993. Now the tear gas assault and the FBI.
Don't talk about all the tragedies that happened. I know there's been a lot.
Hold on. Yeah, you got to the part where it says Malia was born.
Also, just after 9 a.m. on April 19th, 1995, the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah, more tragedy.
Yep. And then, personal daily horoscope.
This ought to be good.
I'm going to read all this, so give me a minute.
Okay.
Hold on.
Whoops, I split the page on you.
That's okay. As the sun transitions into Taurus, shift encourages a focus on stability in your personal relationships. It's a day to ground your emotions and find comfort in the enduring aspects of your connections. Talk about what you values most in this partnership. While this might seem daunting, the effort you put into understanding each other's needs and desires can greatly strengthen your bond. Be patient. Gentle in your approach, as the rewards are deepened, connection are worth the effort.
Don't you
now? professional insight.
As she gives me a poop present
for my birthday, I was like,
"We've been on for a while, Bill. You're a little slow."
We're good.
But I'll let you go through the rest of that. Their health, wellness, emotional, lucky. The 1980 in review, and you always see the things were like a common item, like a loaf of bread cost around 50 to 55 cents.
Wow.
When she was born in 1980. A gallon of gas was about $1.19. Wow. And a dozen eggs were 84 cents.
I can hear my mom now. Oh, that's high. Doesn't that sound high? That is high.
A Big Mac value pack was about $2.59.
Yeah, what is
a
up with
new
that?
Car averaged $7,210. Monthly rent ranged from $243 to $432, while a new house cost around $68,714.
I grew up.
That's what I paid for my house.
I grew up in a trailer park.
Wow. Here's a more detailed breakdown of prices in 1980. Food, loaf of bread, 55 cents. Eggs, we ground beef, $1.39 a pound. Potatoes, 20 cents a pound.
A 20 cents?
For potatoes. Gallon of milk was $1.59. Cereal, or Raisin Bran, $1.19 for a 20-ounce box. Cereal's what, $7 a box now?
Yeah, for the little box.
Cheese was $1.59 a pound. Cookies, Nutter Butters, 89 cents.
Nutter Butters.
Crackers, Nabisco Ritz, $0.99 for a 16-ounce box.
Nutter Butters are my favorite, though.
Grapes were 59 cents a pound. Heinz ketchup was 89 cents for a 2-pound
bottle. I want a Nutter
Butter. Margarine, parquet was 39 cents a pound. Onions were 79 cents per 5-pound bag.
Do you notice how high the prices are for the stuff that's been manufactured? And then you take the cheap stuff, you know, like eggs, lettuce, that stuff. How cheap it is, but the stuff they process is a dollar something.
How much were diapers when I was born?
Diapers?
They didn't have them then.
Candy bar, 5 cents to 20 cents. Come on, bring that back.
A movie ticket was $3.55.
I want to know how much.
Stamp was 15 cents, and a Rubik's cube was $1.99.
He looked up a Rubik's cube.
No, it was on what I found. A chocolate bar was 5 cents to 20 cents.
So. Not Hershey's.
Well, if this doesn't make you feel old, I don't know what will. LOL. Happy birthday, girl.
Yes.
So that's what happened when you were born in your time.
Well, I guess we're going to have to name this.
Oh, what happened when I was born? Are you kidding me? The whole world.
I'll tell you what, there's a bunch of crazy shit on your birthday.
I know.
We're going to have to name this show Malia's Birthday.
Some of these are a little off because I remember milk being about...
It was like 60 cents a gallon.
Yeah, that.
Dave, what are you doing?
This might be California prices right here.
The DOG apparently wants to go out, and he just come up here to bother me.
He never bothers me. And all now I see he's is over that here. One arm moving. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm trying.
You know what this is.
We're still alive. What are you doing?
I've rubbed one off 10 times already. What are you talking
about? 1980. Look at him. You guys are all like.
No, he'd have much white dust on his lips.
How old were you guys in 1980, by the way, when I was born? So
11.
Bill, go first.
Oh.
Breakfast bowl.
Fuck, put me on the spot.
That's right.
What, seven?
Seven?
Yeah.
Really? Huh. All right, Frogger Dave.
19.
19, really? Wow.
11.
I didn't say cheesecake yet.
Cheesecake. What's this, Bill? What's this button do, Bill?
Hit that boom button.
Steve was 11. Man, you guys. Wow.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember watching The Price is Right in 1980. Because I remember,
I still watch Price is Right, and I've seen every episode, Bill.
Oh, really?
Not by choice.
Not by choice. Oh,
well,
yeah, that is one of the shows they like, huh?
We used to watch Back to the Future over and over and over again as a kid. Back to the Future.
Oh yeah, Back to the Future. You had Star Wars was out, just started in. The first one was 77, I think. The first
77, yeah.
Yeah, so the second one had to be around 1980.
What was that duck? That duck one was out at that time too. When I was
duck?
Mighty Ducks.
No,
I can think Howard of the Duck.
Howard the Duck was it? Yeah. Howard the Duck. Yeah,
I remember the Disco Duck, but that was 76.
Pink Panther.
The new movies now for the Marvels. Was locked
Pink Panther,
in a cage.
Go-Go Gadget.
Mike
Go-Go
said
Gadget
he was.
Arm.
Mike just said he was 24. He's old.
Oh my God!
Our producer
later, I was 25.
He's not 24. Although a lot of people didn't know how old I was at the show, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
In 3 weeks, his birthday's 3 weeks. It's coming up here. He'll be 25. Might. Yeah, so he'd have been 25 time you got home from the hospital and before you were even
he
on.
He was already a grown ass man when you.
You could have been his child.
Oh my, that's weird. No worries. I'm gonna put that red lipstick on tonight and give him a big old kiss on the cheek.
That's right, Mike. Mm-hmm. Your buddy from Canada was two.
Two, that's not bad.
Two.
Hey, see, buddy. Hey, what's up, buddy? Yep.
Richie. Was
oh, Arlene.
Same age as you. Arlene was two.
Oh, yeah, Arlene was.
Richie's the same age as you. He born in 80.
So, everybody's liking the poop emoji.
Well, they should be liking it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to watch you get it done soon.
I really want to see what the video is going to be like. We're going to have to peruse it before we put it out.
Well,
we'll put it out on when we interview Gina. So we can edit it. Yeah, we'll put little pieces of it on the day that we interview Gina.
I had a friend of mine ask me if I wanted to come over to IPFW, which is a local college, and she's doing massage therapy, and she needed it to do the work she did. So she goes, would you come over? We're looking for people to give massages to on Saturday. They need, right. So I went over there and you know me, I was asked to leave.
Show up in your speedo.
I was asked to leave. I was too loud. I was embarrassing everybody.
Oh my. Nobody had to tap it.
The teacher come into the room and says, I'm sorry, sir. You need to quiet down a little bit. You're being way too loud. You know, they're trying to play the soothing music and stuff, but that was the only time she didn't ask me to come no more.
Billy,
is that the only reason they could ask you to come no more, Dave?
Well, I embarrassed her because she was my friend, and yeah, she said, I don't think I'll ask you no more.
So she didn't use the word friend, did she?
You're killing me.
I'm gonna look for my Toy Story friend shirt now. I'll wear that one of these.
Toy Story friend shirt. That was Toy Story 3. That's the friendship.
You need
one.
To get him one of the minion hats. I have a goggles and stuff.
You're my friend.
Yeah.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah, that's what my shirt does. Yeah, that's right. I gotta find it and wear it.
That's all the words I know, folks.
You got a friend in me. That is pretty good.
Gosh. Yeah, 1980. We had, we had been living in Wayndale for 2 years.
I'm trying to remember when MTV come out.
I was born in Hastings, Michigan. So I
1980,
was born
number
Michigan.
One song on this date.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, he's Googling stuff. Look out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, 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 staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive.
Well, for the year, that's when it popped up first.
I don't know. MC Hammer was a big deal.
Put your glasses on, Papa.
Oh, yeah. Billboard's Top 100, 1980.
That's right.
And Queen was the number one band of the year.
Ice Baby.
Which song? Bohemian Rhapsody? Oh. Jeez. Mike said he was...
Okay, all these were number one hits in the 80s. Kenny Rogers was another one, had a number one hit. John Lennon had one. Well, then it went.
I have to say, I have missed my coffee so much. It tastes so good.
You can have coffee.
Oh, no, I fasted. I had water. The first 2 days I did, like, set up to stand down.
You have to give up something you love.
And coffee, I love. Coffee, love.
You're
like,
giving up the food. What the hell?
Love.
Well, no, that's the fat trucker part of us. It's the food.
I've done the fasting quite a few times for, 5 days, 7 days, 3 days.
Yeah.
You don't give up coffee.
I gave up coffee.
It's not necessary. If ketosis is your goal, you can maintain the ketosis as long as you're drinking black coffee.
Guess what the number one song on her birthday is today?
Huh?
Blondie, Call Me.
Here I am.
Debbie Harry. Yep.
45 years later, here I am. Call me right here, guys. Right here on Three Fat Truckers. Show at 3ftpodcast.org.
That's right. Like and subscribe. By the way,
yeah, for God's sake, right, like and subscribe, folks.
By the way, we are playing with this. Thing to make clips out of our shows.
Okay.
And shorts.
I didn't like where that was going, but yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was ready to cut him off and say, tap it.
I was about to hit the mute button. This is a family show, Dave.
Tap in my Bible bracelet, people.
And I was talking to Mr. Bill about this, and he calls me the next day and goes, "You SOB, this is popping up all over my—" I go, "They're listening to us."
Oh, yeah. We'll talk. Dave and I will be talking about something on the phone, and then the next time I open Facebook, there's a freaking ad for it.
We've been over this before, dude. They listen to everything.
But it's a little AI thing that helps you pull out shorts out of our shows. So
shorts, pull
you
out.
You might have gotten
pull out
some
shorts.
Of
pull some, those shorts down. Sorry, I would pull the shorts down.
This is Malia's mind on no food. I know.
Well, while you're back here, go ahead and do the butt exam.
I'm going to get something out of this, by God.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. That is too funny.
Look, you don't have to convince me anymore, because Dave and I was having some conversation, I don't know, some months back about how many, we were talking about how big of a number a billion is, and we were talking about how many minutes.
Yeah, I was explaining to Bill how if you stacked a trillion, not a billion, a trillion, we were talking about a trillion.
And well, I think we were talking about it in terms of time and breaking it down.
You guys don't know what you're talking about. How about and that?
Well, we don't. That's exactly right.
No, well, we'll ask you next time. We'll call you up and have you referee.
But Google knows.
But no, then we get off the phone and I look at TikTok, and here is, and this is as obscure as it gets. Here's this woman talking about this exact same. Did you know there's so many billion of minutes in a 100 year or some shit like that? I'm thinking, my God. It's one thing, you know, for like for something like that to be used in advertising, but that was just the algorithm listening for no freaking reason whatsoever than to come up with shit to keep the conversation going, I guess. But yeah. It's disturbing, and that's coming from a tech guy. I'm not big on intrusive technologies at all. You know. Anyway, on that note, I think
not unless that technology is cleaning out your diesel area there, right? So if you get clean fire and you have diesel fuel additive, boom, right there. Go there.
Somebody give her a golfer's clap for that segue
right
there.
Oh yeah, she segued that right in.
Yes, she did. That was well done, you.
Go to Clean Fire, pick up your diesel fuel additive, and put in Three Fat Truckers
discount. Yeah,
get a discount, save some money on it.
Yeah, go
buy
online.
Buy a cupcake.
Give us a little love. Give us a little love, and they'll give you a little love. I think it's $10 off a case. So,
yeah.
And what'd you say? 2 cases a year will last you?
Pretty much. And a truck like what you guys probably drive, I think so.
Yeah.
And I can tell you firsthand, this stuff is no joke. There's a lot of bullshit out there. This stuff ain't one of those things.
Well, GM must like it, because every brand new GM diesel pickup truck
comes
off the line, has it in there from the factory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So any diesel, it can be a tractor, truck. Steve's got just like, you got a diesel truck, right?
Steve? Yep, generator's truck.
I run that in my truck.
Yeah. So in the comments, we got Sam Diesel. Oi, oi, chaps.
Oi, oi.
Chip and Charlie here from the UK. Met you guys at Matt's.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I love that guy. Magic Velvet.
Was that him? Was that the Magic Velvet guy?
No, this is...
I don't know. They use a fake name. Remember when they're going on these trucker things? Hey, mates.
It's this guy.
No, he's from... This is the guy from UK.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Here.
Not Australia. Yeah.
Sorry, breakfast. Boy.
It's this guy right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
He was with the Velvet guy.
Yeah,
wasn't he? Yeah. So I was right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, it was either them or the restraint guy.
Super nice guy.
And I'd be like, he should be
super
saying,
nice guy. Yeah.
Tight.
One of these days, we're going to get on a plane and go over and do a truck show in one of these places where these folks come from.
We need to get to Australia, dude.
We need to do a down under truck show.
Yes.
See the bottom side of the trucks instead of the top. See what they look at.
One of these days, we're going to be so hot, dude, that we're going to get on a plane and get off that plane and sit down behind our microphones. Somebody will have been there and set all that shit up for us.
Wishful thinking.
You know what? The only problem is every time I flush the toilet, the water spills the wrong way.
If you got a hard enough stream, Dave, you can make it spin the other way.
You can spin the other way.
Yeah.
Well, them days are over.
I need to see some documentation on that.
I used to be able to write my name when I'd go in the snow. Now all I can do is dribble.
And your wife.
No, you get the first letter.
And then a dribble.
All right, kids, get a hold of us. We're having a great time. Show at 3ftpodcast.org. We're on all the socials, as Malia said. We're commonly found, as she says, on Facebook and TikTok, and we're uncommonly found a couple of places as well. I'm kind of uncommon right now. You're lucky I got pants on.
You're not uncommon.
We're on Instagram. We're on X. We're on Facebook. We're on TikTok. We're on.
Which is to say, Dave is on.
The show is on there. Yeah, the show posts, so you can go find it on any of these places.
We are coming.
Anyway, we love hearing from you folks. We love being here. We love doing all this. So we'll be back next week. Until then, I've been Bill,
and this is your little buddy Dave.
And I'm the girl, Malia.
And I'm Steve. And hold on, because we still got to promote the Bonehead Trucker benefit May 3rd in Calhoun.
Did we forget to mention that?
Yes. No, we talked about it earlier.
I mentioned it when I was eating my cupcake.
We'll finish out with it here. Calhoun, Georgia on May 3rd. A couple of us will be down there. Come see us.
Right on.
Yep. On that note, I'm eating a crumb.
We'll see you, folks.
Be safe.
Bye.